The Philadelphia Orchestra has over 100 musicians and as many stories, often inspiring and surprising. Now, WRTI's Susan Lewis profiles Bob Cafaro, a cellist in the orchestra since 1985, whose artistry is matched by his determination to live fully both on stage and off.
Fit and with a ready smile, Bob Cafaro looks barely old enough to have played under every music director since Riccardo Muti. Nor is there a clue that in 1999, Cafaro was diagnosed with MS after suffering severe numbness, loss of vision, and more.
I had over 50 lesions in my brain. I was unable to move my hands. I was legally blind, and I was told that I'd be on permanent disability.
Cafaro began researching stories of people who had beat the odds in different circumstances, from music and athletics to traumatic events. He developed his own treatment, including meditation and changes in diet and exercise. 6 weeks later, he went back to the orchestra.
They were great here. They enlarged the part for me, and I sat by myself. I will forever be grateful in the way I was treated by the musicians, by the staff.
His lesions disappeared, and his abilities came back, along with his spirit and a continuing appreciation for his orchestra and its heritage.
To me, Muti was the ultimate in charisma. And Savalas came in, and to me, he was the pinnacle of musical artistry. And then Eschenbach, what a magician as a people person. And if you look at Yannick, you have the combination of all those characters in one package.
Cafaro also teaches, plays recitals and chamber music, does solo work and volunteer activities, and has written a book on his successful fight against MS.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.